So last week we only managed to get through part of the Rav in the Ayin Teva. We're going to be going to really push ahead tonight. Rav Shul Oimer Chavetoik and Rav Yossi Oimer Shochein Teik. Let's see if we can get some understanding of these two. On the surface, they both suffer from the same. We suffer from the same problem, both of them, that the chlal doesn't seem to us as something merkazi, like as we mentioned last week, talking about that these are drochim merkazim, that a person is going to, like the Ganyan explains, is going to be sholei. In one of these areas, it has the capability of bringing to shleimus in all areas. So good, we explained there can be something off on left field somewhere, but it has to connect up somehow to a way that can turn a person around in some central form, and therefore will have ramifications in everything that a person does. These are very nice things, no question. That those are nice things. And I can list off a lot of other things, you know. It could be a bento, it could be an abato. It'd be a lot of toys. Why don't we say even close? Be all them toys. What's the particular point? And if there is a point here, which we obviously there is, then we have to understand what's the separate point between chaver toys and shochein toys, because they're both two different forms of human relationships. There seems to be a tzad shover that should be a nice guy. And try to finish first instead of last. Chaver toiv, shochein toiv. Because, I mean, two separate mandayim, two different brocha. There has to be something basically unique about each one. And it would help if each one would correspond to the halakha, the shittas of each tana, the way we've been explaining. So, let's see if we can get some type of understanding of these very important sugyas. Rav Shul Oimer Chaver Toiv. There are three shotim in the Rishonim of what the basic definition of a Chaver Toiv is, who are we talking about. And they're all the same, meaning that there are three different forms of the same concept. Some say that it means don't hold. Be a good friend. Imagine that.
Some actually say that.
Some actually say that. Chaver toiv, you should be a good friend. Some say chaver toiv means referring to isha toiv. The person should have a proper relationship with a wife. That's chaver toiv. And some say, the morale says that if we remember it, and our gomus for who Rav Shua is actually a lot of toiv. He represents the chomer. Chomer hazach of the nevesh, we call them. So the chover toiv of the nevesh of a person is his goof. And all of the negative traits that a person has, all the problems that a person has with Rav Hashem, come by the fact that these two don't get along so well. But if you will develop your guf to be a chover tov to your nefesh, to the point that the nefesh and the guf get along as friends instead of enemies, so we can start hearing where that can take a person a long way. We can hear that a little bit, and it might start giving us an inkling of what the sugya is over here. What's shochein toiv? So here there's two shochein in the Rishonim, basically. Either whether most Rishonim go with the malach that he should be a good shochein to a shochein, and others say that you should choose good shochein. Both of them leave us a little high and dry. What am I being moisif by saying shochein toiv? What's the different malach of shochein toiv different than chaver toiv of Yeshua? Being a shochein toiv, in what way is that basically different than being a chaver toiv? What's the Hayisof is not sufficient even. It has to be a Didn Derech. It has to be a basically a Mehalach. Again, going back to the Derochim that we've been learning in the Meral, Meral gives us a very descriptive way of understanding the relationship and the difference between the two. We learned that there were two groups of two, correct? And we said that the Noisei HaNefesh, Chechelech HaChoymri, Shetz Nefesh the Nefesh, that was corresponds to Rabbi Yeshua, the Chovetoy. And Rabbi Yosef Chosid is the Chechelech HaChoymer that is Noisei the Seichel. So he says, in fact, on the one hand, they're both the same subject. I mean, we're both times talking about that the Chumri and the Yeruchni should get along well. But there are two forms. There's the form of the Ischabros of Ruchnis and Gashmius that you have in the Chovetoy. And the level of Nefesh, the Nefesh is Yadamu Nefesh. It becomes part of the person until it's almost physical. Yadamu Nefesh. The Nefesh and the Guf are called Chaveim, they're Mechuborim, to become one entity. On the higher level of a person, the level of Seichel, so they're Shechenim. They're not one, but they live in close quarters where they affect each other's lives on a constant daily basis. But the level of connection is not Chibur, but Shechenus. It gives us, again, an opening, an inkling, somewhere I start. We have to look for to see what the point is. But we still don't hear any derech close. Where these two ideas are going to open up mahalach in all of a person's existence. That it can come to the Shleimus the way we had learned it in Yonah Torah. There's an old klal that when you get stuck, you can't go forward and go backwards. And if it still doesn't work, so go further backwards. And check your assumptions. If that didn't work, then check your pre-assumptions. If that didn't work, check your axioms. And the deeper the concept is, the further it will be connected to the earlier stages of a person's understanding of the This subject is deeply related, or almost directly extended, from the furthest back that one can go. The place to start learning the sugya of Chovetoy is back at square one. Here is square one. So you open up the Chumash and read the first pasuk. Gracious Lord, the King of the Shemayim and the Earth. It's about as far back as you can go. Right? That's like square one, right? So it's very obviously that that's the place that we're going to find the understanding. It's everything. The understanding of this Mishnah, because those are the psukim that are these Mishnahs are based on. What? Yeah, you can say that about Kol Tekula, except that this is exactly the point. In other words, we are looking for something that, although it may have on the surface level practical applications, it is something on the sidelines, but since it relates back to some very earliest point, which is Kol Tekula, from that place, it has the capability of changing over a person's total Ruchni's level, changing over a person's whole state of affairs. Gracious Baruch Hu Kimas Hashemayim V'Sa'aretz. The Torah opens, grand opening. Gracious Baruch Hu Kimas Hashemayim V'Sa'aretz. When you mentioned, it's a famous, the Goyin says, the Kol Torah Kula is included in this pasuk. So, when we read Kol Torah Kula, we understand that there's a tremendous breadth of message. What Torah teaches us. So if you tell me that somebody will come along and tell us, I have a one statement to make that will contain in it Kol Torah Kula, then there's got to be something that's really earth-shattering. It's really shake us up when we hear that, like, You got to see the light. And since, especially in psukim like this, we're so used to hearing them in the tune that our kindergarten teacher taught it to us, so that very often our understanding of such things haven't gone much beyond that. So when you hear Bereshis, Elohim, Shemayim, Haaretz, you hear kindergarten, and we don't quite see what, when, why. B'dievid, it can stand for Hagdama Ba'alma, right? You know, it's like the first pages of a book. The thing has to write the acknowledgments. Right? So the Baruch Hashem has to come with his identity card. Remember me, I'm the one who made you. Versus Elohim, Shemayim, Haaretz. All right, I hear. But it's not going to give us what it says. The Pasuk starts, the first word of the Pasuk, is emphasizing that this is the beginning. Meaning that this is stage one of the world. And that if you get it wrong here, you're going to be wrong all down the path. You miss the boat from here and on. And that's not so geschmack, right? Because this is step one. But if you know the old muscle that two people are working at death, and they're very, very close. They're 1 foot apart. But the only thing is they walk straight lines. Further down you go the path, so the further the distance is. Or, in the reverse form, the earlier in a process a person makes even the smallest of mistakes, the more ramification is going to have. So the earlier you get, the more exact you have to understand the concepts, or you're going to be in big trouble when you get down the path. Eruch Hanami, the mention is called Yochol, called Rachman, and he threw us a lot of lifesavers along the way. So even when we drown, all of a sudden, we come up the other way, and you can get back somehow to the Derech HaYosher, even if you've gone quite a long way away. But, certainly the limud, it's our responsibility to see how much we can understand the Derech HaYosher. The Torah is called Derech HaYosher, and one of the most important points of getting a straight line correct is having the starting point clear. So this dover is a dover chomer b'yisrael. I'll try to give it its l'fikochainu, if you have any capability, some inkling of understanding has come by. What does it say? So the Torah says that the starting point is b'yisrael brother kim es ha-shemayim yisrael. A very major change. A very major revelation of understanding of where the starting point is. It may come closer to our understanding. We can start hearing it a little bit closer if we talk about things that we're more familiar with. Because when you say Shemayim, so either a person thinks that all it means is the place where Asher has to go for a tefillin. And when you think of Eretz, also because it's us still here to get it down. That's where ants go for tefillin. Worms, ants. There are people there too. Both concepts are not very, very... don't speak to us really, really well. Maybe don't quite see, like, whatever. Nice, you know, you have to have... true, I mean, you can't, if you don't put down a ground, you can't make... everything that was put on the ground. You have to get to Shemayim Vorats, because you can't get to Esev, Eitzim, all of the crosses of Ad Odom. Of Sheshim Ebrech, it didn't start with Shemayim Vorats. It doesn't give us anything. Vada'i Shemayim Vorats have within their chat, Hamish chat level. And you look in the Ramban and the other Mephoshim that go into the depths of the explanation. The first level, simplest form of this description of the understanding of Shemayim Vaaretz is the Olam Ruchni Olam Gashmi. Starting point of the world is that the Ribbono Shel Olam started us off in a world that's made up of the Olam Ruchni, plus Oyin Gashmi together. Generally, a person sees himself not that way. Generally, a person has a much how should we say it?
More tunnel vision of understanding of the world.
And generally, a person sees himself, or if you ask somebody, are you made of a ruchni or a gashmi? So generally, a person will talk, oh, I know I'm a goof and a nefesh. Yeah, but what are you? Most people will answer a gashmi. And there are the rare people who make a mistake in the other extreme. And they say that they are ruch. Even Moshe ben Yish al-Hakim, it says, Mechetzi ul-Lamayla al-Hakim, Mechetzi ul-Malahish. But if he turned into a Malach, he would serve to be, he would cease to be part of the process of Tachlis, which what the world was created. Mechetzi, Mechetzi, we can barely deal, that's the upper limit, but it's got to be Shemayim Lord. A person has to be start on a two-track system. The starting point of the world is a two-track system. And these two tracks are not Shechinim, but they're Chaver. Although, if you would ask us, or if you would make the simple assumptions of the relationships of Shemayim V'Aretz, so, Ki Goyva Shemayim V'Aretz, is a marshal given for the greatest distance between two things. Vadai, taken as separate entities, Vadai, Ein Yosef, Hefechim, Ein Yosef, Seyos, there's not been extremes of difference, total opposite suk, totally separated, totally different directions in Ruchnis and Rashis. Even at this level, we can already hear all of the different definitions that we had in the Rishonim are all based on the same basic concept that we're discussing. Ish v'isha, nefesh v'guf, and two chaverim are all processes, are all derivatives of the basic concept of the dualism, which is the basic essence of the way the Vayishan created the world that he wants us to function in. This steer, this cosmic chasm between Ruchnis and Gashmias is both the source of all of the potential for Rahat in the world, and the human capability given by the Bnei Shalom to combine Ad Echad these two extremes until the level of Chaver, until the Chaver Otam, to create one essence called Odom, that is the essence of the creation called man. This is the starting point of Kol HaTorah Kula. Comparative religion is not a subject we like to deal with, and certainly not in the way that it's mentioned in other places. But only to hear, the difference between what's so basically different, what's the earth-shattering chiddush that we have over here. All religions are aware of physical and metaphysical. Say you like to use those words, I don't, but we'll call it that. All religions are aware that a person is made up of body and soul. How to deal with this is the basic difference between Yiddishkeit and any other religion. All of our religions present this as basically a problem. But to an extreme, they define it as the cosmic war between good and evil, godly and mundane, whatever terms that they like to use. And the whole path that they go down is based on a basic concept that these two have no connection whatsoever, and whenever they never have to get along, right, that's only a Yerida Letzorach Aliyah. Yeah, there are times when you can't avoid it. But beyond that, Be'etzen, these things, and they understand Bechira, therefore, as which camp do you want to join? You want to be in friend or foe? Or do you want to call this friend or that friend? Right? You have to choose your perspectives. Basically, what they're saying is that the dualism that we see as an essence of the world, and that's true, gracious world of humans, right, is the essence of dual existence of the world. Other words of it is that the world starts at number two. Klai Yisrael says, "Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz." That Haaretz is in no way a lesser direct derivative of the Ribbono Shel Olam than Shamayim. The Ramban explains, in the first possible, that although all of the process of the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis is a derivative of lower levels being built up to higher levels, and there is a process of construction, the Yetzirah, from one level to the other, Shemayim v'Oretz, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Shemayim v'Oretz means Loi Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Shemayim u'Min Shemayim v'Oretz Oretz. Although the starting point was two. When you talk about the Nivroim, there's a, he calls it a Chomer, two Chomer Yehulis. You can't start with one. There's one Shemayim Dikha Chomer Yehulis and one Oretz. And from the Shemayim, basic essence, all the derivatives and the things that are contained in the other Meruchniyim, and from the Oretz, were all derivatives and everything that extends from the Oretz. But these two together have their common source, that they were both Nivra, Yesh Ma'ayin, from Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's at the beginning of the process of Bereishis. The corresponding concept, which is the opposing number to this, is the understanding of the end of Bereishis. The end of Bereishis is the creation of man. If you understand the starting point as two separate opposing numbers, then you see man as a schizophrenic, as a goof and a nefesh. And all of the philosophies of the world, in one form or the other, will explain you how in one way or the other one should do away with the other and try to get them out of the way. That usually the religious forms of philosophy will tell you you're supposed to go out after the soul and try to keep the goof under control and not to be involved. And the Chiloni forms of philosophy will explain to you that you should go after the goof and don't be embarrassed, don't have guilt feeling, you know, like this. And all this is natural, and that other guy, you know, he's going to jail you a clock. Don't listen to him, he's going to make you sick. You just go do what's natural, whatever the goof asks for, go for it. An internal struggle that brings to all kinds of serious problems. You have to be at peace with yourself, meaning cut out your neshama and only be a goof, basically. Very watered down. But if you'll check all of the major philosophies, religious and non-religious, throughout all of the generations, they will basically fall into this yo-yo, right, of one or the other. Because, in fact, the chasm between the two, Shemayim v'Oretz, is humongous, And without the Gili Elyon of the Torah, a person has to, or more simply would come to such a conclusion, that these are not friends. These are enemies. What do you do? How do you make peacekeeper? What do you mean? Vidat Shalom, what form of Vidat Shalom you should do? What pressures to use? So there's room for all kinds of discussions. But the basic starting point is that I'm starting b'di'evit. I'm starting with a problem. The very essence is not mitukan. If you start that way, you also end that way. Because the beginning and the end of a process always meet. The haskalah of the soif of all straight lines meet somewhere out there. The extension to the infinity. Whenever you take something to its extreme, so wherever you start, that's where you're going to end up. What you're doing. Even the philosophers and the mathematicians have come to prove that already. Everything returns to its source. We can take on any of the three levels that are discussed in the Rishonim, and we'll come to the same basic concept. I'm trying to think which of the three is clearest. Each one of them has a certain advantage and disadvantage in clarity. I'll even define for you the three different things that the Rishonim are explaining are the beginning, middle, and end of the sugya. Meaning that nefesh and guf is a description of the within the individual. We are the concept of Shemayim Va'aretz is our essence. That's the beginning of where a person has to see himself in terms of Shemayim Va'aretz and not in terms of any one singular form. Ish Ve'isha is that relationship that the Rebbein Shem gave us that contains in it directly the totality of the capability and the responsibility of recreating worlds, of being part of creation, and having within this relationship the totality of this process of being ma'ahed, of bringing together two things that l'chayra are total opposites. The Chazal, the Pasuk says that It's called, I'll say, a very amazing thing. We wouldn't have thought it. Oivov zu ishtoi. Have to be careful when you say that. Oivov zu ishtoi. Kiyitza od dachai ish. Gam oivov yashlim imoy. On the surface, without having the proper akdamas to this concept, that seems to be a very negative statement. Highly unacceptable. what did I mean? So if I didn't see anything, I mentioned it.
What does it mean?
What it means is like this. There are two possible ways. There are two possible ways that a person basically can go down the path of life. Either the way that is Lefi Ritzon Shamayim, or that is not Lefi Ritzon Shamayim. The Pasuk clarifies to us here, Chazal, that if it's not, if a person's basic, and that's what we're discussing tonight, basic Mahalik is against the basic Yitzhak of Ritzon Shamayim in any direction, in either extreme, then Baal Kochoi, the relationship between Isha and Isha, will be one of the way. Al Ki Yitzhak, Hashem Dachai Ish, a person is mekuvin his derech to the derech HaYoshev of the Mishnah, then that which Shaloi Kacha would be over, Yashlim Ima, it will become one total form of Shleimus together with. When you make peace between two countries, in nowadays definition that means that they don't fight anymore until further notice. Or something like that. Right? And they call that Shalom. Such a Shalom could be Kar, could be Kham, you can have a Shalom Kar, you can have a Muhammad Kar. There's tears in definition. But Sholem Amiti is something where now you need to come on to unification. Now you need to come along and clarify, it's really two here. You think, the person from the outside, the person from the outside looks, and, or if we'll give it on a practical level, the Hatzlocha of Shalom Bayis requires that the relationship, the basic relationship between a man and his wife, is one of Ben Olam La'atzmai. I think I need some explanation, but the whole thing I'll tell you, the poem called the Klal. Ad Kidei, that you need somebody to come along, tap him on the shoulder, and say, true, fine, very good, but remember, it's Bechol Olam Ben Olam La'chaveya. It's the whole, not in Gansen. You can't come by the Mazet. The Shleim is Mukhletis. You can't come to Achdus Mukhletis in this world. And as much as it's become one with you, and it has totally different rules.
I don't
want to be both of them. Well, you look at it, it's for somebody else. You have to remind yourself of it. Whole everything is
happening.
Most people have such problems also.
It's not like epoxy. We have two, a resin and a hardener, you put them together. They've lost their...
I'm sure it is that way, but...
It looks like it
is that way, but it's not totally.
Not totally.
And I don't know it is. I don't know it is.
And all of my says not. Remember, you're still you're in there somewhere.
Radai, that the whole understanding of marriage, based on Kleiso's understanding of marriage, is a totally different world than what is not based on this mission. It's not based on these insiders. It's not based on Bereshit Barakim and Shemayim. The Sefer Shadova, anybody who understands that Shemayim is no friend of ours, will Bal Korchot, whether he understands that way or not, say that man is no friend of woman.
Down the drain, right?
He can't. But he loves her. He has such a close relationship to her.
Huh?
Because the Baisha made the world. And he made it in a very specific form. And you have two choices. You can either join him, or bang your head on the wall. But it's not going to change. Reality is very, very midas adin. Right? It doesn't change. Nachon? Nachon? That's why Bikish calls both rulers other than midas adin. Because you want to create something that has a real definition of reality, and reality can't change by good intentions. Good intentions can't change reality. There's a chiddush in Meira that the Bnei Shalom only the Bnei Shalom can accomplish.
to retain the quality of the reality of straight fact. And Alpha Pekin have the capability of being mishtatit in the Midas HaHachamim, to the point that without it, people would bang their heads on the wall so hard and so fast that before they get a chance, they would self-destruct. And the Rebbeinu Yishon made the wall sufficiently flexible through the implementation of Midas HaHachamim within the Midas HaDin that you bang your head on the wall and you come up for a second try, a third try, a fourth try.
That means in order for people to have a good marriage, or is it just a different level? Like, I mean, what would you say then? A proper marriage, I mean, if they get along, if they don't have this...
If proper marriage means get along, yes, they can get along.
Well,
it's not so easy, it's getting rarer and rarer as the generations go along, or the statistics are more readily available and people are more willing to admit the truth.
In other words, they don't know each other basically.
Yeah, it's basically, in other words, the basic stance is that this is a problem, right? And how good that they are at putting up with each other, that will define the level of how good the marriage is. But make a look at Kila,
you're right. Yeah.
These are lesser levels of relationship that the people have. They make treaties and pacts, and they have commerce between them and whatever, things like this. That's as far as it could go. That's already considered pretty good, if you have that already. I mean, by today's standards, you see what people have. They get along for 20 minutes, it's already a pretty decent thing.
So the question that we have to understand, which affects certainly the understanding of how a person relates to a wife, what marriage is based on. Isn't that, okay, all right, I accept it. I know it says, Bereshis Bara Elokim HaShamayim HaSa'aretz, it must be true. But between me and you, Shemayim HaShamayim and HaAretz and HaAretz and who are you kidding?
Right.
The basic line between, bottom line, you take any marriage, difficulty in marriage, after everything is said and done, the crux of the problem on almost all occasions is that he says, yeah, true, I have my minus and I have my concerns, and between me and you, I'll admit that I was not always exactly perfect either. But Sacha Kol, okay, I function quite normally as a human, normal being, defined by what a human, male human being. And she's a very strange character. She does very weird things, and she thinks very weird things. And she just simply... It's very difficult to deal with somebody who's so basically different. And so, usually on his hand, he can explain why it's negative also very easily. And obviously, it's basically a problem. You can help me solve the problem, but the basic stance is that we have a problem. And she says, okay, I don't understand what he said, because it's not wrong. Do I admit that I'm not always perfect at times, and I have my mindless and I have my experience? The basic side of call, I'm a regular normal human being, defined by a female human being, and I do something very basic here to everybody. He does, but this is a really strange fellow here, because whatever, like, he does everything in very funny ways of going around things and understanding things. How he approaches and how he makes decisions, and it's really very difficult to deal with such a person, and you have to understand that. You can see how she generally on the surface is usually more right. She usually has more on the counting books, it's 2-1, 3-1,
more checks.
She really has more checks than he does. That's also because of the definition of how things work, because he carries the responsibility for her balance too. And we're not going into that. but on the surface, women usually come out looking rosier than the men. That's not always so fair, but that's the way it usually looks on the surface. And then she says, listen, you can just look at the checklist. You can see that, I'm not perfect either. But you can see that it's like 3-1. Right? And then you can see that how big a rachmanis I am that I have to put up with this guy. And obviously the only sole problem is his particular, because I'm sure any other man would be different. Right? Why did I choose him? I was too young, I was too mature, I had the wrong ideas, he changed, I changed.
The world changed.
Okay.
I made a mistake.
Right.
Bottom line is, we see that I didn't think he was a monster.
Right.
This is it's obvious. You can see that he's a very strange creature. And basically, that's the bottom line. In other words, they come down to the point where they really feel, with all of their heart, that at best it's the question of how we're going to deal with this man.
Right.
And then they try, when you have that negative attitude towards marriage, so then all of the basic approaches are not highly successful.
Right.
So
So the ikkar, really, one is to find himself as Oritz and the other one is in Shemayim or something. Like,
well,
one has decided, Oritz is where you're supposed to be, and you're holding Shemayim.
They both began at the first
place.
Yeah. Marriage is brother, Shemayim is Oritz. That marriage is made up of one man and one woman is not bidyeret.
Right.
That's the way it
mentions. That's it.
I have, lately I've seen that it's necessary to spell it out on the table to the end, and I come to a couple, and that's unfortunately something that happens very often, and I explain to him, okay, you're like this and this, and I give him a bad picture. Nachon, that's bad, the picture of the way you see yourself. So, more or less, yeah, that's the picture. And she, I tell her, you're kacha v'kacha, you're the chazah package, right? And obviously you can see that there's a major chasm there between them, right? Yeah, everybody's in agreement and the chasm is the problem, right? This in itself may not be such a terrible thing, he's a regular guy, not such a terrible thing, but the chasm is the problem. We're really not angry at her so much, it's just that you see this huge... I said, if you, for example, would have to make some of the minor changes, such that you would turn yourself around a little bit different ways, so instead that this chasm would be a problem, you'll move over to the midpoint and have to change yourself to the point that you're going to have to carry the weight of closing up half the chasm, let's say, just for example. Right? And I'll explain how to do it. Here's a couple of aces, right? And the same thing on her hand, I'll give you. So you'll hear, you'll say, and give her with a grip. I hear, good aces, could be a little work. Right? But chaval that we came to. Right? This negative bidyevet situation where it can't be exactly the way I am. And I have to go make changes and extend myself and go beyond the way I'm usually working. And I have to cover over a gap. Really we're supposed to in marriage, I mean everybody knows that, you're supposed to have two people that fit. Exactly. Right? And I shouldn't have to make any changes. Never. I made a mistake and I'll have to pay for it. And you're right, instead of fighting, I'll have to make the big compromise. I have to spell it out. I'm not sure I'm on the table this time. Everything's so true. That each person wants to be exactly the way he finds himself, within the boundaries of the way he self-defines himself, that's an old, old problem. I said, I'll tell you, there was one person once that didn't have this problem. He really had things really, really good. His name was Ulrich, and he wasn't a native. And you know, if he was hungry, so there were malachim there that would barbecue and eat, and they would give him the wine. And for his roofness, he was then a Vishkina, and he was going to live. And all he had was involved was the various occasions of the Shomra taking care of Gan Eden, which is quite a kule kind of process that we're all trying to get there. When you think big things about the biggest person you can think of, what you mean is that. That was really, nice. Chaim Shlevitz always mentioned this one a few times. So it's a very interesting thing. Throughout all of my segregations, the archetype, everything is still. Yem Hashem
the Toiv had to be postponed until Yom HaShlishi, because Machloikis was Nivra, because Kehenna was Nivra, because the process wasn't complete. But B'chol HaOfen, even that got its Toiv, but had to wait an extra day. I mean, there was a delay in the Toiv. But even got its Toiv. It certainly, there was no negative description in the very essence of the Bria of something that's not good. Everything's Toiv. And everything's really going hinky-dory. I mean, it's a person who made the world, and did it again today. Yom Bishon, finished. Everything is not as good as it should be. 6 days, I'm in the wrong. It went wrong. Look up. Except for the 6 day. We called together the business from my home. Look up. Back to the book system. No good. Basically no good. We have to do something. We're going to have to make major changes over here. Because the way things are now is a little bit. This is the very essence of negative. Anything that ra, negative, anything that has its shosh, and the negative side has its source in these two words. Loitoi yichidat adam levade. That picture of glory that you have, one vision came ahead in Gan Eden, that is the essence of what's local. That if you want the point, if you want the starting point on the negative side, that's it. You want, I created him, kaka, and that's it. He's going to remain kaka without any relationship to the process of Shemayim V'Arz. Lot of total failure. That's not going to come top of Sakharak. No problem. This Chura, Lot of, we can turn Lo Tov into Tov Mo'ud. When the man was created, singularly, it was a Lo Tov. By the time the day was over, and Chava was brought out of that situation, the Yad Rekim Kosh also need to Mo'ud. It upgraded the whole Shechis and Mevreshis from being Tov to Tov Mo'ud. The Pshat of the Doro is that the Bnei Shalom gave man the capability of growing and extending himself beyond his natural barriers, of overcoming seemingly natural barriers, and that should be the natural positive process of existence. The very essence of the very positive process of existence, what positive process? That positive process that has the capability of turning any aspect of negativism, of low tov, not only to tov, but to tov ma'od. And marriages, you see this all the time, day after day, I see it, that the very nukuda that this one saw as a problem, the other one, that negative aspect that really bugged him, that he has to deal with the fact that she's this way, is if he would approach it properly, if he would see the value of it, he can turn that into his Tov Ma'od. That will be that factor that when he relates to it properly, will bring out the Shleimus in the both of them. And not only in the general differences between man and woman, which are 90% of the sugya most of the time, but even the individual quirks are even the Shleimus that each individual has, right? But her particular chesaron and your necessity to deal with that chesaron, and the same thing in the reverse, has within it the capability of turning something that on the surface seems to be low tov, not only to tov, but to tov mo. That koach noira, which is the tachlis of the world, that man has the capability of turning ra itself into tov. There's the Suri of the Rishis world of Venus and Shemayim Vasa'olot, and the same thing, the beginning of the world, the end of the world, the same thing, the process that was described in greater detail in the Brios Isha Isha, the Yoytoit, and the capability of turning every essence, every Nikuda, because we're dealing here with the Shayush of Loytoit of the world, turning every Loytoit which seems to be a problem,
not into just b'diav that I can steal with it, not into just a toy, but to the pinnacle of toy, to the toy. It couldn't be better. If Chas v'Shalom, I wouldn't have this problem, it would be terrible. It'd be a really rough one. This has the potential. This is the side of the difference in basic essence, start, stage one, of how all of Torah Kodakura goes different, the difference between Torah and religion. Is there anything else that in all of Torah that you don't understand?
No, just saying.
Put it together. Everything in 1 minute. I haven't even gotten to shopping. We have to get this. We have to get some perspective over here.
Because it's third shot and good friend.
We call it a good friend beyond the shidduch between nefesh and guf, and beyond the total process called Ishu Isha, Chovetoy, which the pinnacle of such a existence was the Chibur of David Yonason, with the Pasuk described it in Furish. He says, Godol Ahavosai Shal David Yonason Godol Ma'abas Noshi. And those who fast for Shalom learn Teishav Uksav without Teishav Uksav have very strange understandings of the Pasuk. But the Pshat Amiti of the Pasuk is that there is a Chiddush Noira which in Echanami, not so many people are zoiker to that pinnacle. That a person can come to the process of Shemayim V'Oretz within his daily life in the process of Ish V'Isha, that's a responsibility and a capability of every individual that was ever born. But basically, anybody who contains, who has attained the level called human, basically called Odom, called a marriage, has the responsibility and the capability of having a marriage and having a proper marriage and succeeding it. Upgrading, going beyond the capability of the Mechaber Isha Isha, which is a more simple form, to coming to a higher level of the Madregas of Chibur, that a person can Mechaber something that is not so naturally a part of this process, and that two people that naturally they're not related, they don't have a legal connection, they all have a blood connection. They can goodbye tomorrow. Friend today, goodbye tomorrow. As long as it's convenient. That they can come to a chibur that requires a level of the koyach chibur called ahava, the kiyidur, that ahava gemashia efa. The definition of ahava is this capability of the na'achet, of bringing together that without ahava, is oyin. It's opposite. It's a problem. That can bring two people to be chover toiv is the pinnacle, is the soif of the process. And then that will also call Faiso or required to come even to that level of ahava. And that's called yisrael chaveirim. Everybody has the responsibility to attain the capability of coming to this madriga called Chover Toiv. And on that, and if anami is the soil of what Rabbi Akiva said, that a person can take a friend, a chover, and make such a process of Achtos Itoiv until it's called Vahafta Kamurika Mamish. That is the cloud. Gracious world looking at Ishmael is the Kral Vishen. That's Gufi Nefesh. the prat of the process that everybody deals with on a daily basis is each v'isha. And the pinnacle, the klal sifri of that is v'hafta, that has no gvuf, that takes in all of klal Yisrael, takes in kol eter kula, that takes in a person who becomes a cosmic person beyond time, space, and place.
That's a higher measure.
It's, you can't get there, I don't think you can get there without it. Oh. Chavatoy is the capability, is the capability that man has of combining, of being mastered, all dvoyim in the Nifrodim, lechibur, not as a b'dievet, not by force, but as a basic positive, the basic positive process of the world that turns every loy kleiv into kleiv. A few words in Shachit.
No,
you just have to get the balance. In ke, so Shachin Toiv is a low level. Should be a step down. Chover Toiv, which is a much closer relationship than Shachin Toiv, is, it sounds like the pinnacle. So Shachin, if you said Chover Toiv, then Shachin Toiv is the problem sign one. When am I saying more of a Shachin?
Maybe Shachin Tov is harder. Chavah Tov is lower, and Chavah Tov are things that they become easier.
The definition of Shachin Tov, and we can get it from what we learned already from the Maral. The Etzem Shachin Tov is a higher level. The Chavah Tov is the marshal we had of Guf and Nefesh on the lower level of Nefesh. Chaymer and Nefesh on the lower level of Nefesh. When you get to the more Adin relationships on the highest levels, where the essence of the quality of the Ruchnius that you're talking about, of the Milo that you're talking about, is such that the totality of the perfection of the relationship will not still come to unification. There, the processes of Av, the processes of Chibur, that were sufficient for Chobotai, won't make it. It's easier to be a Chover Toiv, for example, to that particular best friend that a person has, than to be a Shachin Toiv, which in a certain form, you can say it this way, you can choose your best friend, but you can't choose your best neighbor. A neighbor is something that's given to you, generally. About a person has to put it up to choose the Shekhinah also. But basically, you can't choose a Shachin the way that you can be a Chovra. And a Shochin, by its definition, is that you have to relate to that that's not supposed to be the direct, close, total Achdus. I'll give the marshal, which may become close. There are a person, or the Klai Yisrael, is made up of a Goa and a Goa. Make up a Shvotim, it's made up of. The Shleimus HaTzuras HaOlam, Ramah HaVolim, Shesagidim, requires two basic definitions, for example, of every mitzvah that's like that, or every shevet, that they have, first and foremost, all those chalokim that are part of one total process have to work in this. For example, there are different systems within the group. Our digestive system, the nervous system, whole systems after system. So in step number one, chavratoy, that the brain and the nerve system and the spinal cord and all of that that goes into the nervous system, or the stomach and the liver and all the avoyim that go into the digestive system, they have to be in harmony, they have to be in the matzav of chavratoy. This is like the units of a shevet. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Yisraelim, the Melochim, the Chachamim, Chayisal is made up of the Zvon and the Zvon.
within each particular type, with each particular shape, within each particular common denominator, where they're meant to be part of one essence, kovetim. That's one book. If that type of close relationship between the stomach and the liver, the stomach would make the mistake to make to the heart, the guy's gonna die. Because they're not that type of relationship.